Good morning, everyone. Good to be here this morning to see y'all again and fellowship, and it's just a real blessing. The thoughts I was kind of going along was about how God takes care of us in the future, and I liked what David said, that the future is really none of your business to worry about, because it's just our God has us here on this earth to live each day at a time and just to serve Him each day. And I got in Matthew 6 where it says, for this, it's Matthew 6:25, and it says to not be worried. It talks about a few things here, but for this reason I say unto you, do not be worried about your life, as to what you eat, or what you put on, or what would you drink. Is not life more than food, and the body more than clothing? Look at the birds of the air. They do not sow, or reap, nor gather into barns, and yet your heavenly Father feeds them. Are you not worth much more than they? And who of you, by being worried, can add a single hour to his life? And why are you so worried about clothing? Observe how the lilies of the field grow. They do not toil, they do not spin. Yet I say to you that not even Solomon in all his glory clothed himself like one of these, like the lilies of the field. But if God so clothes the grass of the field, which is alive today and tomorrow is thrown into the furnace, will he not much more clothe you, you of little faith? Do not worry then, saying, what will we eat, or what will we drink, what will we wear for clothing? For the Gentiles eagerly seek all these things. For your heavenly Father knows what you need before you ask Him. But seek first His kingdom and His righteousness, and all these things will be added to you. So do not worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will care for itself. Each day has enough trouble of its own. So there it just says to live each day as it's own day here. And I was thinking about how that kind of goes along with another thought where we just have such a blessing here. The church, this family, that it's just, we're real privileged here. We need to use that to God's glory. But it's just a blessing to be able to, if we need help, we got people that we can ask. And it's just like there's other people around the world that might live somewhere poor, somewhere way out, and really not have too many friends or anything. I mean, even right here in this community, there's plenty of people that only might have a few friends or a couple people that would help them. And so it's just a blessing. And then I found another verse in 1 Thessalonians 5 verse 18. Says, in everything give thanks, for this is God's will for you. Something like that. And that's just, we just need to be thankful for all the blessings we have here and God's goodness. And I liked Roger's point about how God helps us every day. It's just, He just needs us. He just helps us every day, and we need Him. But in Proverbs 3, verses 5 and 6, I had another section. Trust in God with all your heart, and do not exalt your own wisdom. In all your ways know wisdom, that she may cut a straight path for you, and your foot will not stumble. So God knows best. God's put us here on this earth to serve Him, and so He can see if we're found faithful, and just trust the Lord. And so I like that. I like that verse for that reason. But anyway, that's kind of all I thought of. I mean, now if there's any other comments you had to add or whatever. Anyway, it's just a real blessing to be here. God bless y'all.